In the 10 years they have been together, Carissa and her Serbian husband have always flown from their home in Washington to spend the winter holidays in the warmth of her native Antigua and island in the Caribbean. But with the lowest economy class fare this year of about $1,500, more than twice the $700 she paid in 2009, Carissa is considering to visit her husband's family and decide a chillier Belgrade. Though much further, flights to Europe cost half as much as those to the Caribbean. As Carissa and others have been discovering in recent months, airfares in most of the world are on the rise as the global economy picks up and demand for air travel climbs. Travelers in North America have experienced the steepest price gains, particularly for business travel. Average one-way fares for business and first-class travel within North America has soared this year. They were up a staggering 140% from a year earlier, while economy fares rose 3.6%. Airlines, meanwhile, have been reluctant to add more flights to meet the growing demand. That is increasing pressure on ticket prices and making for packed planes and longer standby lines as the year-end travel season approaches. This has been a boon, of course, for an industry that is expected to roar back into profit this year, to the tune of $8.9 billion. That comes after airlines collectively lost nearly $26 billion during the previous 2 years. Travelers in other parts of the world can still find good deals. Within the Asia-Pacific region, for example, the average one-way economy class decreased 0.4% from August 2009, while premium class tickets were nearly 2% less expensive, despite a 26% jump in traffic on those routes.